Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation President Michael Motes to discuss the foundation and their upcoming scholarship night happening on Wednesday.
Well, Michael, it's good to visit with you today to talk about the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation, just the organization in general, and then your upcoming scholarship ceremony that'll be happening next week. And let's just start off our conversation talking about, just simply for people that don't know, what is the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation? How do you benefit students in our local community?
Well, the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation was founded by a group of community members and educators in 2003, 23 years ago. And their goal was to make sure that Knoxville students were being supported financially, that were going on to further their education. And that first year they worked really hard and got some scholarships set up and gave out around $18,000. And thanks to the work of those volunteers and the people that founded this organization and poured their life into building it, we've got an organization that's helping a lot of students with a lot of money.
Yeah, and also I think what's unique about this organization is that every student who applies gets a scholarship. You know, you don't see that a lot in other organizations. So kind of how, unique and special is that with you guys?
Yeah, that is very unique. I mean, you go and look at any other scholarship organization, community-based scholarship organization, and they can't make that commitment. And thanks to the generosity of the Knoxville community and alumni, the access to the funds to be able to give every kid a scholarship. And it's not just a little $100 scholarship. We're giving significant amounts of money to kids. Even the ones that are getting the smaller scholarships are getting at least $500. So it's significant. And like I said, it couldn't happen without generous donors and hardworking volunteers that are having conversations with people, encouraging people to donate, people that are giving from their retirement funds, people that are giving sacrificially from their income, and it's just fantastic the stories that we get of people and why they want to bless our students.
And what some people may not know as well is that this is not just for graduating, this is for second, third, and fourth year students in college as well.
Exactly. We've grown to now where we give scholarships to anybody for 4 years after they've graduated from Knoxville High School. And we have some nursing students that are graduating this year that have been receiving scholarships from an anonymous donor that most of them are graduating debt-free because of the help from this Panther Scholarship Foundation.
Yeah, and you mentioned, this isn't possible, obviously, with so many great donors and those in our community that give back, and, so many people, whether that be a business, an individual, an organization that presents these scholarships and able to fund those, mm-hmm. just highlight kind of the work of the volunteers and those who financially support this organization.
Yeah, so let's start with the people who donate. You could look across our list of donors. It's not just wealthy people that are giving back. We do have some very wealthy people that are being very generous, giving some major financial contributions to the organization. But we also have some people who are working hard 9-to-5 jobs that just feel it's a priority to invest in our students. And we also have families that have lost loved ones that think that see this as a great opportunity to create a legacy for their loved one. And so they'll name a scholarship after someone that they've lost. Just to highlight one in particular that comes to mind for this year, it's a new scholarship we're giving. My guidance counselor in high school was Roxanne Caldwell Fee. She passed away this last year. Her family decided that they wanted to give the memorial contributions to the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation. So this year we're able to give a scholarship in the name of Roxanne Caldwell Fee from those memorial contributions that came in at her funeral. And having been a student here at Knoxville High School and had Roxanne as my guidance counselor, I can tell you that she would be honored and proud to be able to offer this scholarship and knowing that her name is going to carry on that legacy. And we have a lot of other families that do the same thing. I think we had three different families this year, the Peggy Sweet family and the Pat Grubel family that made the same commitment to give their memorial contributions to our foundation. And it's just neat when families do that, and it's nice to be able to be a part of the healing process and the grieving process for that family. But it's also neat to be able to hand that scholarship on to a student and them go on to use those funds to support their education. And the thank you letters that the kids send back to their donors are just phenomenal. The kids do such a great job letting the donors know how much they appreciate the funds, what their goals are for the future. And it's neat to see that interaction, because the giving is one thing, but the receiving is another, and turning around and thanking those donors, that just brings it full circle. So that's one thing that's very, very neat to see from the donor side of things. But our volunteers are incredible. We've got a team of volunteers. This year my first year as the president, and in previous years, you know, I helped out. But you don't really get to see how hard people are working until you're in a leadership role in an organization like this. We've got countless hours by Kurt Froyen, our former president, that gave up being president, encouraged me to take over. But I think he's still putting in just as many hours and working just as hard, helping to get things done. He's so passionate about this organization. It wouldn't exist without him and his work. And then we've got people working on our website. They put in a lot of hours, and you know, Jill Sheasley is primarily doing that work, but we've got a lot of other volunteers that just put in hours and hours and hours talking to donors, preparing for this scholarship award ceremony that we're going to have here next week and on May 13th at 7 o'clock at the Knoxville Panthers or KPAC. It's open to the public if anybody wants to come and see that. We're also going to try to it's going to be available on the Go Knoxville TV. I don't have the website for the link for that yet. He'll send us that right ahead of the event. But I'm sure people who have watched sporting events on the Go Knoxville link can access that. So it'll be televised. You know, I guess it's not televised, but webcast on their site as well. So yeah, our volunteers are fantastic. They work hard. You know, I've been a part of a lot of boards over the years, and you learn to appreciate those volunteers who are passionate and committed and pour themselves into an organization. There's other people who volunteer just to get their name on the list so that they can see that they've, you know, show people that they're a part of something big. But there are volunteers who pour themselves into things, and, you know, I just want to shout out to my volunteers that work so hard. You know, I put enough hours in myself, but if it all fell on me, this organization wouldn't be able to run. So it's fantastic to be a part of such great passion.
Thanks to Michael Motes for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank, your bank for good, with offices in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them wherever you get your podcasts or online at KNIA.com. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.